Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of Social Blend. You guys, it's been 2 weeks. It feels like a lot longer.
Literally.
Why does it feel like a month?
No, I know. I was like, I don't
know. Two moons.
I was like, wow, it's been a really, really long time. But yes, everyone, welcome back to Social Blend Pod. We are very excited to do this episode. Last weekend, because it was Memorial Day, we kind of were just like, no one's going to listen because everyone's so busy. So
right.
I was like, and nothing's really been going on. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. We're back.
Yeah. We are back and better than ever.
Yeah. We are back and better than ever.
We really are. It's really real and it's really true. And yeah. I love that for us. Okay. Anyway, Georgie, Memorial Day weekend did happen. Over this past weekend.
Yes.
I know I had a great time. What about you?
Yeah, I had a relaxing time. I was just hanging out with a few of my friends. I was with family. So like one day, so Saturday I was like hanging out with some friends, and then Sunday, like we had a little party with family. So, it was fun. It was nice. We were able to, like, I was just relaxing most of the time. I was like down the shore. It was weird though, down the shore. It was like foggy and, I don't know. It was weird.
It really?
Yes. It was so weird. I thought there was a fire, but there wasn't. It was just like really foggy and it gets gross. So,
yeah. Wait, you guys, really quick. Breaking news. Okay, I'm done. Trump found guilty in hush money trial.
Oh.
And Trump found guilty of falsifying business records.
Oh,
you guys.
Shit.
Donald Trump is a convicted felon. He literally cannot be the president.
But can he? He could still run. I think he could still run.
No, you can't be a president.
Oh, you can't? And
yes, you can't be a convicted felon and be the president. You cannot. Michael, we know. He can't be the president.
Michael's like, let me have my comment. Let me add some commentary to this.
He wants to eat, but it's not time yet.
Oh, that's talking about eating. Chloe was at like almost at the hospital, guys.
Why?
My one pug, Chloe, she literally like stopped eating, stopped drinking. And then all of a sudden she like was shaking and going to the bathroom. And we were like, what the fuck is going on? So we rushed her to the vet. Anyway, she ate something, but now she's on some antibiotics. She feels so much better now, though. She's eating. And
what did she get into? Like, she just got something?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. We don't really... It's not like we have anything crazy in the house, but I was trying to think, because, like, Anthony smokes cigarettes, so I'm like, maybe a cigarette bug was outside, and she kind of, like... You know, got into it, but...
And she's so little, so...
I know, so that like little thing.
My lab growing up could eat anything, and, like, he was fine. He lived to be 15 years old.
Yes. Didn't he get into, like, a bag of chocolate?
Oh, he's eaten so much chocolate.
Yeah.
So much chocolate.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
It all, like, yeah, it all depends. But she's much better now, thank God. But it was so funny, because... Like, we left the vet, and I posted on social media. She was, like, smiling and, like, looking at me.
I know,
was like,
she looked fine. Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm like, oh, wow. We go to the vet, now she's smiling, looking at us, like, everything's okay. So.
Like, all right, bitch.
Yeah, like, okay, so I just spent $400 for nothing. Cool.
Jesus Christ.
But, no, it's so insane. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it though. Everything is fine though. But then this morning I had to, well, we're filming this on Thursday. So Thursday morning I had to drop my sister off at the airport with her friends. So she told me, she was like, hey, can you drop me off at the airport for three? Like, we'll go at 3:30 because her flight's at 5. I'm like, that's fine. Tell me how she wakes me up at 2 in the morning.
Why? And for what?
And it's like, we need to go. We should have been in the car already on our way. And
why?
Mind you, I was sleeping. So I like, when I'm like, wait, when someone wakes me up like that, I'm already in a bad mood.
Right. And what time was the flight actually?
5. It was still the same time.
So why did we need to leave early now all of a sudden? Because I don't know, what the but fuck?
Literally, Steph. I was about to fight this girl. And I like, in my head, I was like, if this bitch was famous, I would have went to every tabloid and said that she's a fraud. Because like, I was so mad that she woke me up this early for all this. Like, Then we're on our way because it was like pouring rain.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it was raining.
Delayed. The flight was delayed. I'm like, good. Now you're going to just literally sit in the airport for hours. So have fun. But that's it.
Oh my God. Yeah. What's the longest amount of time you've sat in the airport?
Oh my God. 12 hours or 13 hours. And literally after that, they were like, oh, the flight's canceled.
It's canceled.
I could have died.
Oh my God. The longest time I spent in the airport was about 7 hours.
Wow.
And I love to tell this story, so I will.
Yeah.
So I was in Los Angeles visiting my friend Adam, friend of the show, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Maybe we could bleep his name, last name, but whatever.
Right. Thank you.
Sorry, whatever.
When you fucking said that, I'm like, I'm gonna have to bleep that out now.
It's fine. Whatever. but anyway, I was also there because I went to Camp Flogna, which is Tyler the Creator's
like
music festival. And so I was there and I had spent like 10 days in LA. I was in LA this was in 2018. So this was almost 6 years ago, but at this point, because it's November is gonna be later on this year, obviously, as time goes.
Yeah.
I was in LA from like I don't know when I got in. Maybe, yes. Okay. It was election day when I flew out. I remember that. So I was in LA. My scheduled trip was from November 6th through November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And I was supposed to fly home in like the morning, the morning of the 15th. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, you know, not like 10 full days, but whatever. And what ended up happening was that New Jersey had this like freak snowstorm on November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And so the, obviously it's snowing. People were trapped in their cars for like hours on the parkway, the turnpike, on all the roads, because in New Jersey, because it was so bad and nobody was expecting it.
Right.
And so they didn't salt the roads in time. They didn't get the plows ready to go, because that's very early for snow to happen.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was literally a freak snowstorm. And so I'm in the airport. And what had happened was I had canceled my flight earlier that day, because they were doing like free flight changes. United was, because there was like wildfires in Los Angeles, and because of the storm, like you could change your flight for free.
Right.
If you needed to or whatever.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, great. And so I did that because, and this is before it had started snowing in New Jersey, by the way. Because there was like, I got a notification from the United app that was like, waiting on a part to come in, flight delayed, waiting on a part to come in from like Newark or something. And they needed to like swap the part out for the plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, that seems like a bad idea. I'm not getting on that plane.
Yeah.
So I changed it to a couple hours later. And so I'd already taken the Xanax though to be on the flight.
Okay.
And you're I like, so
Yeah. It's already kicking in.
Yeah. And so then by the time it was time for me to like, well, then I had a couple more extra hours in LA. So I like did the couple of things that I hadn't gotten to do yet that I didn't make time for or whatever. Then I get to the airport and I'm high as fuck, first of all, on weed, and the Xanax is in my body.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's like worn off. But the flight is delayed. The flight is delayed. We are boarding the flight. They tell us to turn around and get off.
No.
Delayed.
That's the worst.
Eventually, it was just canceled. So instead of going to like the customer service desk, I just went on my app and I was like, this is fucking fine. I'm going to just find another flight out tomorrow and whatever. So that's what I ended up doing. I think I ended up taking a red eye out the next day.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that is what I did. Or maybe, yes, it was. That is what I did. And but I was in LAX for 7 hours.
That is insane.
7 hours. It was wild. And all because there was a freak snowstorm in New Jersey that was not supposed to happen.
That was like me with the hurricane. Remember that crazy hurricane that happened like 2 years ago?
No.
Or maybe a year and a half ago or something. But anyway, I was supposed to go to Disney. Nope. And literally...
You couldn't get there.
Well, all the airports were closed. So our flight was like going to happen like in a day or two. And we were freaking out. We're like, oh, we're not getting on this flight. Like,
Did you end up getting on the flight?
We were the first flight that touched down in Orlando.
From Newark. Damn.
But yes, we were like, thank God we made it. It was crazy. Wow. The whole thing was
Is crazy.
But yeah. Airlines like kind of suck nowadays. I know
they do. But like that wasn't the airline's fault. Like they thought we were going to be able to go, whatever.
Yes. Let me definitely clarify. Yeah. The storm, it's not their fault.
Yeah. Wait, and you know what I found out after the fact, though? The plane I was originally supposed to be on did not even end up landing in Newark. They had to reroute. And they landed in, like, Baltimore or something like that. Because the snow wasn't happening there or wasn't as bad or whatever. And they couldn't even land in Newark. But they're already up in the air. Like, they're not going to turn around. So they just rerouted. So I was like, thank fucking God I changed my flight on.
Okay, that was like a thing, because that would have been a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And then like I had checked a bag, and like I was like, listen, like I'm staying another night, I need my bag.
Yeah,
because like, you know, whatever. And so it took like an hour to get my bag to me. It was a nightmare. And then so I get back to Adams, I was like, I'm coming back, I'm staying another night, my flight got canceled, I'm flying home tomorrow now because of this freak snowstorm. And we're both like at his apartment, and he's just like, meet me at the Skies Tacos down the street. I'm so pissed. I've had such a day. And I was like, bitch, me fucking too. Let's eat about it. Yeah. And we ate burritos.
Oh my God, the best. And like literally there, they have the best Mexican food ever.
Oh my God, it was so good. Oh, so
good. I do miss that.
He doesn't live over there anymore. He doesn't even live in LA anymore. So I'm like, whatever. But yeah. Okay, anyway, Memorial Day weekend, we got so derailed for like 25 minutes.
I know, literally.
So cute and sexy.
But that's pretty much it with me. I did see the sunrise. That was really nice. I loved it. I took cute photos, and that's it. How about yours?
So mine was pretty good. On Sunday and Monday, I literally just rotted on my couch all fucking day.
The best.
Friday, I met my friend for drinks. And then I like came back and drank a little bit in Jersey City. And then I was like very drunk, and I was like, I got to go home. I'm so tired. I need to go home. So I came home and I slept until like 1 p.m. And then the lizard came over and we got ready to go. And we went to Pet Shop, and then we went to my friend's apartment. And then the three of us all went to our other friend's apartment because they were having a party on the roof that we were all invited to.
Oh, that's fun.
So we had fun. It was a good time. And then, of course, Lizzie and I did stay up until like 4:30 in the morning, as we always do when we George is like falling asleep just thinking about the time, 4:30.
No, literally. No, literally. I'm like,
but yeah. No, it was a really good time. It was very fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, we love it. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, well, thank God we had like okay weather. Like
right. And well, it rained on Monday because it always rains.
It always rains on Memorial Day.
Yep. It does. It does. It do.
So and then also, who cracked your back?
Oh my God. For the past like couple days, I had this like knot in my back, like that was a little bit too high for me to crack on a desk chair in my classroom.
Yes.
And so like I couldn't get to it. And I was like downstairs. I was like, I need my coworker was saw me in the hall. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I need someone to crack my back. I feel like so-and-so coworker would be able to do it. Like, I feel like he knows how to do it. And she's like, oh, he definitely knows. But the kids were all in gym. So like he wasn't in the classroom, but at the end of the day at busing, he was outside. And I was like, man, do you know how to crack backs? He's like, I'm actually really good at it. And I was like, thank God, Camzy. Thank God. Okay. I'm just going to say his name. Thank God, Camzy. And so Camzy cracked my back. And I think he got most of it. I'm going to actually, I'm going to ask him tomorrow to do it again.
Yeah. My brother, Michael, he is like tall enough and like he's really strong. So he will crack his back. And it feels so good. I'm like, thank God. So good.
But my back was so tight that it didn't even crack at first. And so he had to like go back even further when he did it. And I was like,
Yes. Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
I have. Yeah. I used to go in high school. Cause my back, I just have a bad back genetically, so I'm like, I'm fucked. But
yeah,
it's fine. But yeah, my ex used to crack my back, and that's now of course that's not.
You're like, that's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I miss is the foot rubs. I need to get my feet rubbed so bad. And the back cracking is so good.
Yeah.
But I don't miss anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, back cracking and a foot massage, I would miss those too. For sure.
And he was a good cook.
Yeah.
And I was eating good, but I don't really eat anymore. George, you don't want to talk about the vegan festival?
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about it a little bit. So I went to a vegan festival and
I see you deleted it.
I literally deleted it because I felt like I was talking too much. I don't know.
George, I just told an extremely long story and went off on like a million tangents.
Yeah. All right. So I went to a vegan festival. It was in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And it was a lot of fun. I went with my one friend, Simran. We had a good time.
Oh, from high school.
Yes. Yeah. Love. So we had so much fun. It was perfect because we split almost everything to try.
Oh, perfect. You can try everything.
Yes. And then
now is she a vegan?
Yeah. So she's vegan. She has been dabbling lately. But she's vegan. Yeah. So yeah,
smile. Okay.
Okay. So it was a lot of fun. And then like any foods that we knew we wanted, like she got this pizza last year. So she knew she wanted that. And I wanted this mac and cheese. So it's like that stuff we all, you know, would just get on our own. But other than that, we would split. It was perfect. It was a nice day. It was a little rainy, but it ended up being a really, really nice day. So
that was in Asbury Park, right?
Yes.
And that wasn't this weekend. It was weekend before.
Yep. Yeah.
What did I do?
Saturday. Yeah, it rained. What did I
do that weekend?
I don't know, but we literally just missed the rain. Like once the it then started to rain. I was like, thank
God. Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the weather was off that day.
I know what I did that weekend. I went to a concert.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We know a lot of vendors, a lot of vegan places. Yeah, it was really cool. So, and that's it. I went to this other one called Vegandale like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I liked that one, but it was in New York. It was like far away in New York. So I was like,
in the city?
Yes.
Like, but where?
You have to like drive through the city. It's some park. It's like it's almost near Yonkers.
Oh, was it at Randall's Island Park?
Yes.
Oh, that's like kind of, no, it's not near Yonkers. That's closer to the South Bronx, babe.
Oh. Just a city boy.
You have no idea.
I'm like, I have no idea. I'm over here like that. But
yeah.
But yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
Ew.
I did.
I rode the subway home with my one coworker today. And like, he was like, oh, what stop are you? Like, aren't you getting off here? I'm like, no. Why are you? Mind your business. I'm just going to ride it all the way down.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're just going to stay on the train. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fucking stay on the train, Alex.
Oh, wow.
Like, all right. And what's it to you?
Right. But also, like, what if you were going to go somewhere? What if you were going to go somewhere else instead of go home?
Yeah. I was like, are you taking the 6 today? And he was like, yes. And I was like, okay, I'll walk with you. And he's like, cool, let's do it. And then we're walking and then we get on the train and he's like, oh, what's your stop? I'm like,
you're like, worst mistake of my life.
Alex, I'm never riding the train with you again.
All right. And then I wanted to, this is for both of us. What is our day list title of the day?
Okay. I had a really good one yesterday. Let's see what it is today.
I'm excited. I know. Yep. Okay. So this is going to track with my hyperfixation.
Okay. Tell me.
Okay. Nostalgia 2000 Thursday evening. It's boring.
I love that. No, but that's like nice.
Yeah. And
mine
it is
right now is.
I'm so scared. Some of them are so crazy. Some of them I'm like, what?
I told you my friend Jamal got the word situationship in 2 back-to-back day lists.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes.
Jamal, they're trying to tell you something, man. Like,
I know, literally.
They are trying to tell you something, bro. No. It says, hopeless romantic, scream Thursday afternoon.
I'm obsessed. And
that's so real.
I'm obsessed. Yesterday, mine was Belter, Scream Afternoon. And then it said, you listen to Italian pop and Italian dinner in the afternoon. So here's some.
Is that about Lady Gaga?
No, I don't know. What it is. Like, I'm like, my Italian pop.
Mine yesterday was Comforting Scream Afternoon. You know, I just love a good comforting scream.
Yeah, that was so funny.
It just makes me feel so good. And we love it. Okay.
And I'm trying to think what else. Oh my gosh. So what did I have to say? I forgot now.
And I'll save that one for next time.
Okay.
All right, you guys, send us your craziest day lists. I will make something right now in the on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to tell us. I'm gonna post a picture of mine and say, what's your day list called right now? And then maybe if enough people write in, which we'll see.
Yeah.
We can share them next week. Questions.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, we should do that every week because they are different.
Yeah, but we don't have to do day lists. We could find something else to do every week that we can share.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun segment. Oh, look at us, you guys.
Look at us.
You know, now that I have access to the Social Blend Instagram, did you guys know that we're on some people's close friends?
Really? That's so funny. Not a Social Blend podcast. Instagram on people's close friends.
Oh my god, literally, I love it. I'm obsessed with that. That's incredible to me. I'm gonna add the pod to my close friends.
Yeah. Should I make a close friends group?
Should George make a close friend story? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take it to the polls.
Yeah.
Let's take George smile.
Wait, let me get closer. Hold on. Guys, I'm okay. Like laying down like crazy.
George is so fucking tired. Oh my god. Wait. I wish I had a real camera because you look so good right now.
No, I know. I like tilted my head and I was like, wait a motherfucking second. Oh my
god. Okay, model. Okay, male model.
There is a lot going on. Oh, that's what I had to say. So, guys, I was on the Drew Barrymore show.
What?
Yeah.
George!
I couldn't say anything.
Why didn't you start with that?
I know! I couldn't say anything because, well, I signed some documents and then they also said,
an NDA?
I don't think it was an NDA. No, it was an NDA. So, anyway... May 31st, the episode is out, and I had a speaking piece in there. If it's in there, it's in there. If they removed it, then I don't have anything in there. But
you had to be quiet about it until it comes out.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
I had a Yeah.
So we should post this maybe like tomorrow in the afternoon, this episode after it airs.
No, it's okay. We'll just post it. I think it's fine.
It's literally fine.
It's fine. But I forgot about it. I literally forgot about it.
Oh my god. I love it. What was it, like a video call in?
No, I was there.
What?
Yes.
Oh, you were in the audience or you were on the show?
Okay, I was in the audience. So I was an audience member. But then they had a segment where they were asking questions to the audience.
Okay.
I grabbed the mic and I answered the question. And
they filmed that part.
And they filmed it. Literally, okay. I had four cameras in my face. I was like this.
No, I love that. No, because I was going to say, when I... went to a taping of Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
They had time to ask questions, but they didn't film it. It was just like private. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like she had that too.
Okay, she loves a good bit.
Oh my gosh, she's obsessed. She's obsessed. But she's very sweet. She's very
I love her. Oh my god, I can't believe you got to talk to Drew Barrymore.
I love her. I love her. She's really, really sweet.
Did you tell her I love her and I want to be her best friend? You should have.
I told her that about me.
Thank God. Thank God you told her about me. No,
yeah.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say and you know what I'm about to spew. And it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
All right, so let's get into reality TV. There is a lot, but it's going to be quick because, guys, Vanderpump Rules, I'm fucking done with it.
I didn't watch the third part yet. Is it out?
It's out, and it's fine. You know, like, literally.
The second part, though, I felt so bad for Joe. Like, clearly she, like, was a little in over her head, like, because she was crying, and no one really cries like that. I feel like, you know. I don't know.
I felt so bad for her. I don't like that. So.
Yeah. Have to watch the third part, but I just don't feel like there's going to be a season 12.
I know.
Why would there be? It's boring now.
Everybody's saying that. Everybody's like, it's over.
You guys, Summer's House. Blah, blah, blah. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard has been put on pause, unfortunately.
I am so upset.
It was so good.
Like, that devastated me because it was really, really good. But the ratings were okay. They really weren't getting that many ratings.
Yeah, right.
But Summer House
original OG
is coming back.
And it's so good this season.
So good.
I feel like they finally landed on, like, a solid group of people to all be together in the house.
Yes.
I love West. I love Jesse Solomon, even though I, like, hate Jesse Solomon. And I hated his dumb, stupid song. It made me so mad. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. You guys are not the only ones in this restaurant right now.
Oh, my. Okay. Once I saw that there were other people in the restaurant, they were kind of looking, then I got the ick.
I was like, please. I hated it immediately. It was really bad. But I genuinely, like, Summer House is the best show Bravo has on right now. It's so good.
It's really good.
This season was so fucking good.
Yes.
Like, best season yet.
Yeah, I will definitely second that. Bravo did a great job with casting. And it's great. I love it.
You know, like, West got cast because Lindsay ran into him at, like, a bar. Met him at a bar. And, like, I guess, like, they exchanged contact info or something. And she's recommended him.
Yeah, that happens
and
a lot.
She did great doing that because,
yeah.
Oh my God, his, like, talking heads are so good.
Yes. When he was like, I just don't have a job.
With the tongue out and the peace sign. Like, I was like, yes, bitch, me fucking too.
I love it.
I never thought I would enjoy a straight white man as much as I enjoy Wes Wilson. Wilson, is that his last name? Wilson?
Yeah.
I love him. WW baby.
And that's why production also loves Lindsay, because Lindsay really, like, Lindsay
she rides for that show.
She treats the show like her baby because she knows how to cast it. And she has casted a lot of people on this show. So, well, not like she casted them, but she has recommended a lot of people. So she knows what's good. And and that's why she's an OG. But
I know.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey is also out. Guys, I am kind of so over this season as well.
Already? How many episodes have been out?
4. And it's...
Oh, okay.
It's very divided. The cast is very divided. No one's talking to each other. It's very, like...
So how are they doing anything if no one's fucking talking to each other?
They're in, like, groups. So it's, like, a group of 3 and another group of 3. Okay. And then they're at
Do they...
They're at a cafe.
Ever filmed together?
They are this coming up episode, but
okay, great.
Other than that, they were just like, one's at a cafe, the other one's, you know, at home.
That's really kind of fucking boring. And for it's, four episodes to do that?
Boring,
no.
Yes. So
I don't like that.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is that they better fucking keep Teresa Giudice. And
of Jen course. Kim,
and they'll be good to go.
Yeah. Are Melissa and Teresa talking right now?
No, they're the ones that are causing the divide.
How? Because they're in the same family.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's over. I think this is Melissa's last season because I don't see her carrying a show like Teresa could. Like, I think Teresa can, but I don't think Melissa really
she's
could.
She's the star.
A show. Yeah. So, and then we have The Valley. Incredible. Did you watch the new or no?
No, I'm like very behind.
Oh my gosh, you have to catch up. It's amazing. It gets better and better. Every single episode, it gets better and better. I love it.
Really?
That. Yes.
Ugh. And no, I think I just need to sit down and rewatch it from the beginning, like all the way through. Because I don't remember a lot of it. I need to,
Oh my God, just do that because I literally might do that too, just to like rewatch. Yeah. Because I watched the first episode just to hate watch. Not that I hate them, but
I thought it was going to be good from like, I just knew it was going to be a good show because
I did not.
Jax is always entertaining. Jax, and I want to see him do some shit to a new group of people.
Yes, Jax is very entertaining. I will say that. But I just didn't know if the show was going to work or not. When I tell you, I was blown away. The show is incredible.
No, it's good.
It's so fresh. I love it. Right. So I'm excited. And then last is The Kardashians. I have not watched it yet. I will, but I just have it right now. So
I don't care. Whatever. I don't really care anymore. Like, I just don't. I'm like, okay.
I know. And then also, like, Gypsy Rose was on an episode of it. I'm like, girl, stop. Like, you're obsessed
with
Dane.
I'm obsessed with that. She loves the attention. She loves the limelight.
I'm, like, tired of it.
She loves the limelight. Okay. But, yeah. You guys, I cannot fucking wait for Salt Lake City to come back.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Salt Lake City, I think, like... Vanderpump seasons 1 through 10, Salt Lake City and Summer House are the big three of Bravo for me personally.
Yeah.
Those are my big three.
I could agree with you. Definitely.
Those are like the best ones. I tried Below Deck. I don't care for any of it or the spinoffs. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. You know? Below Deck, I'll watch if it's on and I have nothing else, but like, It's not something I could sit down and watch.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
The
Real Housewives, like, I love Real Housewives, but I just think Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is the best one.
Top tier.
And it really, it's the best one. It is. I'm sorry. No season of any, other Real Housewives, I think, has been as drama-filled as every single season of fucking...
Gracie,
those bitches are crazy.
They are so crazy.
I've
never watched a show so chaotic, and I love it. I love every second.
Chaotic all the time.
Yeah.
You put five main characters in a room, it's going to be dramatic.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Yep.
It's the best thing in the entire world. I love it. We love it, baby gorgeous.
I love it. I love it.
I'm on a mission to serve Lisa, and I love that for me.
I said
that. You know what, Lisa? I love that for you too.
Yeah. My favorite line from her is, "Don't worry, I'll love me for the both of us."
Oh yeah, don't worry, I love myself enough for the both of us.
Yes, yeah, I love that one.
And she goes like this with her hair. She's like,
yes, she's an icon. I freaking love that woman. All right, pop culture.
I might rewatch. I might have to fucking rewatch. Okay, let's do a rewatch before we know the next one's gonna come out, like the new one.
Yes.
So then we're all caught up.
I agree. So I agree. That's a franchise I could watch on loop. Like, I don't care.
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
And allegedly. We talked about this last time, but I'm so happy that Mary might be full-time again instead of a friend. I'm really excited.
Mary is
is a light in the darkness.
She's so insane.
Yeah.
I am so obsessed with her. I love her so much.
And then let's get into pop culture real quick. There's really not much, but we have Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny. I don't really care that they're back together, but
and I love it. I'm obsessed.
We're in Miami. I'm like, whatever with it. I still don't understand how they're communicating. I know he, like, you were saying speaks English, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Talked about what?
Sorry, keep going.
Gypsy Rosie talked about Nicki Minaj arrested in Amsterdam.
Oh my God.
So, right before her show, she was arrested because the bagging company was like, oh, we have to check your bags again. And she's like, why? When you guys already checked them. And they're like, we're going to have to arrest you if you don't let us check your bags. But here's the
thing. And so she wouldn't let them check?
Yeah, because she was like, you already checked them. I don't know why you would check them again. But anyway, right. I guess there was a little marijuana in it. But isn't marijuana legal in Amsterdam? I'm very confused.
Yeah, but it's still not. I think it's still illegal to fly with it, maybe.
Okay, so maybe that's what she was
doing. Like... I don't know.
Whatever. But... Something happened and she was arrested. Right. But she's out. But now she had to postpone that show. I was like, damn, that sucks.
Damn, yeah. All right, you guys. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have been spotted out together amidst the breakup rumors.
Okay. I thought you were going to say officially announced their divorce. No. I was like, whoa.
No.
I still...
Amidst the breakup rumors, they are... Yeah.
I still feel like it's happening, but I don't know. It's hard. I don't know. Like, it's so hard. It's so hard to tell. It really is. Did you watch Knives Out?
I did. Yeah, I love Knives Out. So good. So,
did you watch Glass Onion on Netflix?
Yes, obviously, okay. Bitch. I've seen it twice.
All right, good. So now there's a new one coming out called Wake Up Dead Man. And
I'm so excited. Knives Out 3, baby. Daniel Craig again. Oh, the cast
is chef's kiss.
Oh my god, it's gonna be so good. Okay, let's look up who's confirmed right now.
So I think they
said... I'm looking it up. Everyone shut up. I'm looking it up. No one talk to me because I'm looking it up and no one say anything.
Did she just tell me to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, I did. Fuck you. Okay, you guys, we've got Tom Hardy, I'm saying it weird.
Okay.
Kaylee Spaney, Andrew Scott, the fucking priest from Fleabag.
And
who also played Moriarty in Sherlock. We got him.
Wow.
Obviously, Daniel Craig. We got Jeremy Renner, Mila Kunis, Lindsay Lohan, Glenn Close, Kerry Washington.
Wow.
And we have Josh O'Connor from Challengers.
Yeah.
In the cast.
Shut up.
And you guys, here it is. It's happening now. I can't stop the train. It's already left the station. If you have not seen Challengers yet,
yeah,
please go and see Challengers. I don't think it's in theaters anymore. It might be, but I don't know because I watched it. I paid $20 and I watched it fucking twice.
Wow.
My fucking God. Oh my God. That movie is so good. Yes. Everything about Challengers is it's perfect. The entire cast
is
hot as hell. First of all, the three main people,
hot as hell.
Let's go. So hot.
The
cinematography is insane. It's crazy.
Okay. So I definitely have to watch it.
You definitely have to watch it. The acting and the story and like all of the little like Easter eggs, like the little things, like the, oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm excited.
I was torn the fuck up after watching that movie. It makes you horny. It is so good.
I still laugh because I was going to go see it with my mom. I didn't know what the hell the movie was about.
No, there's no, like, sex in it, really, though. Like, there's no...
But I...
Yeah.
Oh, I
like, there's hookups, but... No. like there's hookups and there's implied sex, but you never see like it, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. But don't you see a boner or something?
You do see a boner, not like nude, like through underwear. Okay, and it's like a joke. Okay. It's a joke boner. Like he has the boner and the other guy slaps it. Like it's funny.
Oh, but, okay.
Oh my God. And Mike Feist, who plays Art. Oh,
yeah.
He's the scrawniest.
Daddy alert.
I'm obsessed with him.
Wow.
I have been obsessed with this man since he was in Dear Evan Hansen and I saw it on Broadway. And George, do you remember when I used to make you listen to Dear Evan Hansen in my car?
Yes, never
on the
forget.
Way to Whole Foods.
Never forget. Yes.
Remember, wait, do you, I remember this day. I was definitely playing it this day. We went to the Aldi in East Brunswick and we were like, let's see, let's try it out because it's supposed to be great. And we were like, that's not a real fucking yeah. We walked the fuck out. We were like, I'm going to Whole Foods.
No, literally.
It was so fucking funny.
Literally.
No, you have to see Challengers. It's
oh my god.
To die for.
Okay, I think I'm gonna see it in theaters. I think they still have it. They should still
have
it.
If it's still out in theaters, go to the theater. But yeah. Oh my god. So good. So good. We love it. It was so good.
Yeah, I heard incredible things about it. Shut up.
What?
It's still in theaters. It's still in theaters.
Let's go. Oh my God. Should we go?
You're like, should
we both
you?
Go? Should we both go? Like right now. No, I'm just kidding. I have fucking plans.
Oh, yeah.
I've been like having to cancel on my friend's Schley for like a month, 3 weeks to a month, because like I've been so busy and I'm like, have to stay late at babysitting, can't get sandwiches.
We're getting
sandwiches from this place that closes at 8.
Oh.
So sometimes if I babysit late, I'm like, I can't. Or then like
it's too much.
So we're finally meeting up tonight to do the sandwiches, a little bit of beer, and some Mario Kart. It's gonna be a good time.
Ooh, I'm excited. And
I hope Shelly pays for my sandwich because I'm broke.
No. Yes.
We love. Yeah,
just be like, are you paying because you're the one that wanted the sandwiches?
I know. Like, are you going to treat me to my first venti sandwich?
Yeah.
He probably would.
Yeah.
He has the money.
And then last, our hyperfixation.
I know. I want to keep yapping, but George is like, gotta go, bitches.
I know. Guys, I am so fucking tired. This, I'm like napping. I'm like, it's.
Okay.
Babe.
You're going to sleep. It's called sleep. If you're going to sleep, it's called going to sleep. Babe.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Anyway, hyperfixations. Georgie, what's yours?
So my hyperfixation is very close to home with what my Spotify daylight was.
Dayless.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Daylight. Okay. You're tired. It's time. All right. Go ahead.
It's the 2000 pop songs. That have a hold on me this week. Literally.
Give us like your top three examples.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to just give you albums, I think. So an album from Usher. I'm obsessed with like Daddy's Home. Incredible.
Okay. And then
also, we have The Fame Monster by Lady Gaga.
I've been really rocking. Classic.
Rocking the fuck out of that one.
Love.
And also, I've been dabbling a little bit into Back to Black, but I gotta watch myself because I get easily depressed from that album.
I know.
I really gotta separate myself. But I have been in this crazy, like, 2000s pop
moment. Oh my God. How do you feel? There's a new Amy Winehouse movie coming out.
No, it's out already. So
yeah.
I didn't see it yet. Here was my thing. The parents made it, okay? I don't agree with what the parents did to her. But I think I'm going to still support it, just to support it. It is out in theaters everywhere. And this is a, like, actual movie. So there was another one called Amy, and that was, like, a documentary about her life.
Right. This one's, like, a biopic.
Biopic, yes.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely watch it. You know, I've been a big fan. Love her, miss her. So I'll, you know, I will watch it. I just don't agree with a lot of things that the parents did. But what can you do? They were her parents at the end, so whatever. It's like. But
my weekly hyperfixation is Sabrina Carpenter music.
Oh,
Sabrina Carpenter's music. I'm obsessed.
Obsessed. Do you like
now? He's. Think about me.
Yes. But I know.
No, every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with her.
My favorite.
Feather, nonsense. Love her. Espresso, let's go. I'm obsessed with this bitch. And I love that she's with Barry Keoghan. Like, what a cool couple. We love
it is,
them.
It's a couple. If she goes on tour, should we go see her?
Yes.
Okay.
If I'm not broke, but yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Well, actually, she might be expensive. I was going to say, maybe she won't be expensive, but she has like hits now. I don't know.
Didn't she open for Taylor?
Yes. Yeah. But you could still go on tour on your own. She's just open. But yeah, I love my favorite lyric from Espresso is I'm working late because I'm a singer. Oh my gosh.
So cute.
Love that part.
My finger.
Yeah.
My twisted humor. Okay, I'm done. But yeah, no, I'm excited.
Incredible. Incredible.
It's amazing. We love.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, let's wrap it up because George needs to go to bed and my laptop is literally screaming at me. It's like, excuse me, bitch, I'm going to die in 4 minutes.
Oh my God. Mine is too. Mine is on 12% right now.
Okay. Mine is literally on, let's find out together as a group.
And we're all going to find out together.
1%, 2 minutes left. Oh, gotta go.
Holy shit. All right. Goodbye, guys. Have
Love
a great
you guys.
Day. Love you, Lexi. Love everybody.
Love you. All right. Bye.